So every once in a while, we get a piece of news talking about someone committing to the environment, and they pledge that they're going to give away X percent, or they are very committed and sensitive to issues. And one does not want to raise doubts. And yet, when it's big corporations, one sort of looks at going and, oh, well, what are the trends of the moment and so forth. But there are other companies that were basically built around loving the environment, challenging the environment in ways that were very different. People who started their own brands, we can think of Kelly Slater and Outer Known and talk about topics that were not trendy when they started. And you have another one who has been, I've spoken of Patagonia earlier on. And the reason being that I've been in different parts of the world, and I remember being in Madagascar. And someone telling me how he had bought secondhand Patagonia trousers and had been on an expedition, and he would recommend those trousers in all cases. How can I put it? There was nobody there telling, I didn't know who the person was. He was not sort of hot dogging a brand. He was just genuinely very committed. And I think the brand stuck with people like that. And then the people did the talking, and over X amount of years, Patagonia became a very large company. I remember reading from Sean Thompson, the surfer, on how he addressed several climate issues, environmental issues, as it was called back then, with Patagonia, and how the family Chouinard helped him move to California, the United States, from South Africa. And this culture, it has not been improvised overnight. It is absolutely authentic. I do not know how it was on a day-to-day or how it was when they started, and but I do know that these were people who actually went outdoors, and that gave them the credibility, I suppose, and grew the circles, and in the words of Sean Thompson, started that ripple. Amazing, amazing. So yesterday's news, or actually earlier this week, the gentleman called Yvon Chouinard, who founded Patagonia, is giving away all the company's profits for the purpose of saving the planet. That is quite a declaration. That is, he's not starting a specific fund that will address all kinds of things. He has just turned away all the profits for the planet. Several articles and several news pieces have shared this information. And this is the one I'm going to share with you, is the one by The Guardian, authored by Erin McCormick in Berkeley. And the title of it is Patagonia's Billionaire Owner Gives Away Company to Fight Climate Crisis. Here we go. Setting a new example in environmental corporate leadership, the billionaire owner of Patagonia is giving the entire company away to fight the Earth's climate devastation, he announced on Wednesday. Patagonia founder Yvon Chouinard, who turned his passion for rock climbing into one of the world's most successful sportswear brands, is giving the entire company to a uniquely structured trust and non-profit designed to pump all of the company's profits into saving the planet. As of now, Earth is our only shareholder, the company announced. All profits in perpetuity will go to our mission to save our home planet. Chouinard, 83, worked with his wife and two children, as well as teams of company lawyers, to create a structure that will allow Patagonia to continue to operate as a for-profit company whose proceeds will go to benefit environmental efforts. If we have any hope of a thriving planet, much less a thriving business, 50 years from now, it is going to take all of us doing what we can with the resources we have, said Chouinard in a statement. This is another way we have found to do our part. Chouinard's family donated 2% of all stock and all decision-making authority to a trust, which will oversee the company's mission and values. The other 98% of the company's stock will go to a non-profit called the Holdfast Collective, which will use every dollar received to fight the environmental crisis, protect nature and biodiversity, and support thriving communities as quickly as possible, according to the statement. Each year, the money Patagonia makes after reinvesting in the business will be distributed to the nonprofit to help fight the environmental crisis. The structure, the statement said, was designed to avoid selling the company or taking it public, which could have meant a change in its values. Instead of going public, you could say we're going purpose, said Chouinard. Instead of extracting value from nature and transforming it into wealth for investors, we'll use the wealth Patagonia creates to protect the source of all wealth. Patagonia's new direction is designed to set an example that disproves the old shareholder capitalism axiom that corporate goals other than profit will just confuse investors, wrote Patagonia's board chair, Charles Conn, in an opinion piece in Fortune magazine on Wednesday. Instead of exploiting natural resources to make shareholder returns, we are turning shareholder capitalism on its head by making the earth our only shareholder, he wrote. Chouinard and Patagonia have long been groundbreakers in environmental activism and employee benefits. In its nearly 50 years in operation, the Ventura, California-based company has been known for extensive benefits for employees, including on-site nurseries and afternoons off on good surf days. In the 80s, the company began donating 1% of its sales to environmental groups, a program formalized in 2001 as the 1% for the Planet scheme. The program has resulted in $140 million in donations for preservation and restoration of the natural environment, according to the company. Patagonia was one of the earliest companies to become a B Corp, submitting to certification as meeting certain environmental and social standards, and recently it changed its mission to state, "We're in business to save our home planet." Chouinard, the famously eccentric entrepreneur who started his business fashioning metal climbing pythons, or spikes, to wedge into cracks while rock climbing, and lived out of his van at climbing destinations for many years, was horrified to be seen as a billionaire, he told the New York Times. "I was in Forbes magazine listed as a billionaire, which really, really pissed me off," he said. "I don't have $1 billion in the bank. I don't drive Lexuses." The Chouinard family are at the forefront of charitable giving, philanthropy, and trust experts, told the New York Times. This family is a way outlier when you consider that most billionaires give only a tiny fraction of their net worth away every year, David Callahan, founder of the website Inside Philanthropy, told the newspaper. There we have it. I hope you enjoyed this article. It's a short depiction of someone who has not chosen to be very visible throughout his life, and yet showing how he's committing to his word, committing to the planet, sticking to what he initially offered and what his interests and drives were. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I would imagine that this will trigger a series of probably less visible, but a series of other companies doing exactly the same. We shall see. Thank you very much for listening, and until the next recording, bye for now.